This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
Rutherford Issues continues here this afternoon. Brian Barrett joined by Rutherford Issues contributor Kerry Boylan today. And Kerry has some exciting news to pass along in this next segment of the program. And so, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too. Actually, Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas?
Happy Christmas, yeah. Happy. We don't usually say Merry Christmas in England. It's Happy Christmas.
Happy. Well, great. Happy, Merry, Jolly Christmas.
Just be blessed, I say.
There you go.
There
absolutely.
You go. Absolutely.
Well, I'll turn the mics over to you.
Thank you very much, Brian. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Kerry.
How you doing?
Happy holidays, Kerry.
Thank you very much. My friend Dana Cox is in the studio with us this afternoon. Dana is an occupational therapist for Dreamcatchers, but she and I are going to chat a little bit about our involvement with the Rutherford County and Cannon County United Way's Women's Initiative Council. That is a mouthful. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to say to Dana that I just actually had lunch at Penny's Closet today.
Oh.
I know.
Tell me about it.
I know. Well, her and I met about 3 years ago, Penny Bolton, and I go to her closet frequently. And one of the things I love about Penny is that she's always giving back. And her latest little fundraiser that she's doing is this Sunday, and it's the Harley Cartwright Memorial Shopping Spree that's this coming Sunday from 1 to 5. And Penny is going to donate 10% of her sales to Providence Christian Academy Scholarship, which honors the memory of Harley, who was just 12 years old when she passed away from complications from the swine flu. Mm. So again, folks, go on out to Penny's Closet this Sunday from 1 to 5. She's located in the Georgetown Park Plaza. If you don't know where that is, it's next to the Bug and Nut Pig, which is at the corner of Broad and Northfield.
Northfield.
Yeah, so go on out there and support the Memorial Shopping Spree this Sunday. And as we talk about fundraisers and things that we're doing out in the community, Dana, why don't you talk a little bit about the Women's Initiative Council and what we've been doing, what you've been doing specifically, and what we've got coming up this week.
Okay. The Women's Initiative Council is a very new council that's umbrellaed under the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon County. It connects women who seek to positively impact the lives of women and youth in the areas of education and health in Rutherford and Cannon counties. Specifically, Cannon County, a lot of fundraisers occur in Rutherford County under United Way, and a lot of that money kind of stays put in Rutherford, which is great, and it's very needed. But Cannon County is a source of a lot of need as well. So the Women's Initiative has kind of picked up a program. It's a domestic violence program called SAVE, and just this past week we have taken 62 bags, Kerry, to the SAVE program. It's the holiday meal basket. So
I know, we were shooting for 50.
We made 60. I told you I was going to step my game up, and we were going to exceed that amount.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
Absolutely. Lisa was excited about that, and that was able to provide 62 families a meal, and it served 6 to 8 servings. So really, that was 2, maybe 3 days of food for 62 families in Cannon County.
That's really good. And yes, you delivered them to Lisa. Now, who's Lisa again?
Lisa is the program director of the SAVE program, and that's, again, the domestic violence program there in Cannon County.
She's a special lady. I remember her coming to speak at one of our meetings very early on when the council was being formed. And tell us a little bit more about what Lisa's doing to keep things going in Cannon, and why we, as members of the Women's Initiative Council, why we decided to help her particular program.
Well, Lisa is a court advocate. Monday and Tuesday, she is really involved with the courts and involved with the lawyers and judges for the advocation of the women and children that are involved with the domestic violence. And then through the end of the week, she is kind of gathering up all the gifted donations there in the Cannon County building. It's the education building there, right there on the town square of
I've never been
Canyon County. Well,
I've never been.
I'm stumbling to describe it correctly because really it's a closet. It's the size of a closet is her office. She's got a phone. And when I walked in one day just to see kind of what was going on, they were about to go under with their funding. And so when I brought that to the Women's Initiative Program, that was one of the reasons why we said, hey, let's help this program, because they were literally working out of a closet with a telephone that, you know, we're pretty soon going to be disconnected. And I was thinking, and that's the domestic violence program. So,
wow.
Yes.
Well, hold on one second. Before you go on, I just want to sort of backtrack a little bit. So how did you discover Lisa in what we describe as a closet? What are you doing out in Cannon County to even be aware that this is going on?
Well, Carrie, you know, I've got to have my white glove and my rubber glove. I love Cannon County. It brings me back to my roots. I always feel like I can give back. I'm the school system's occupational therapist.
All right.
Yes, working with Dreamcatchers Therapy Service, we contract with Cannon County, so I serve 7 schools there. And like I said, SAVE program is housed in the Board of Education building. And when I was walking through taking some of my school system projects, I just kind of fumbled up on her and I said, hey, what's your name? And I introduced myself. And that's when I found out that, you know, they were in great need of some help. So,
well, that's why I think you and I kind of connected, because we are very similar in that when we meet people, we're like, who are you and what are you doing here? That sort of thing. And I'm sure that Lisa, because I remember her, I'm sure she was glad to share the story of what she's doing and why she's doing it. And it's my understanding that they need some volunteers.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the volunteers that they need.
Absolutely. They need some volunteers for the court-appointed representation, which means that you may sit in court sometimes and just hold hands with a domestic violence victim, and just for, you know, just support, just kind of hold hands and rebel rouse. They also need volunteers to man the phones, the crisis phone line there as well. There's a little bit entailed with training, but it's not a whole lot. Right now they're going to take anybody that they can get that is willing to help.
Well, at the same time though, you are given formal training on what to say and how to
Absolutely.
Help how to help men or women of domestic violence if they call into the crisis center, correct?
Right. Okay. And one of the things that she said just last week when I was delivering those holiday meal baskets, right now they're in great need of blankets, hats, and mittens, and just soap. And so when she told me that, my mouth just kind of dropped, and I was thinking, I'm delivering baskets, and a lot of people just need soap. So, you know, really at this time of year, anything's going to help. Blankets, towels, shampoos, soaps, anything. They can be dropped off at the United Way office as well. So
I think Brian wouldn't be too upset if some people drop some things off here at the radio station. We'll put some things up on, well, I've got a Facebook page, and okay, we'll put some things up on the station. But we've got something going on this Thursday, do
That's
we
right,
not?
Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
We have a holiday social. It's the Women's Initiative Council is sponsoring. It's going to be at the Riddyville Mill there in Cannon County.
Okay.
This Thursday, December 8th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's a drop-in kind of social. It's going to be cookies and refreshments, and they're going to be talking about more information regarding the Women's Initiative. They're trying to pull in strong leaders of Women's Initiative in Cannon County. So once we pick up another issue, that SAVE program and some other needing organizations won't be just left behind.
So let me just clarify so that I have an understanding of what you're saying is that we are looking for some strong women that live in Cannon County that can maybe just spend a couple of hours at the Riddyville Mill on Thursday. I'm actually making a punch, which is very unusual. I don't usually make, I usually bring. And I'm making some refreshments. I know you're bringing some food. I know that Hannah Witherspoon is bringing food, and some other people. Why don't you drop some names? Because we got some really great ladies that are helping.
Amy
with this.
Ayers is actually the chair for this holiday social. Miss Witherspoon will be there as well. Molly Jennings is going to be in hand there.
Trying to think of who else is coming. There's quite a few of us I know that are going here from Rutherford, but really what we want to do is talk to the women of Cannon County, because the ultimate goal is to provide a shelter for domestic violence victims, because there is not a shelter in Cannon County.
That's right.
So what happens basically is that women or men have nowhere to go. Is that correct?
That's the poor, pitiful, sad truth.
Okay, well, so that's why we're here talking about it, because if you don't start talking about it and posting things and letting folks know that, hey, we've got a true need in Cannon County, and Reedyville Mill is, what, 20 minutes from, mm-hmm. from 20 the center minutes. Of town, correct?
And it's gorgeous there, too, so.
I've never been, so I've been on the website, I've had a quick look, and it's actually in the mill itself. And who's the person that's going to be telling us a little bit?
Amy Ayers is the social. She's okay. the chair of it. So she's going to be, you know, detailing the information itself. We're going to have a lot of paperwork to pass out. Just kind of a get down and handshake and cookie mm-hmm. and refreshment type of meeting with women. And hopefully we'll be in their back door. So it's going to be close to the women in Cannon County. And right. hopefully we'll have a good show of population.
I think we will. I think you've gone out there, you've promoted it within the PTA and within the school system, mm-hmm. correct? And what other promotion are we doing apart from my show, obviously?
Well, the United Way has sent out emails.
Okay.
I have handed out a lot of little brochures to teachers in Cannon County. Anybody that I think will be a very strong asset to the program, I've given them a little pamphlet and said, come on out. I'm bringing my homemade cookies that I'm buying from Kroger because I cook so much, you know.
Like I said, we are a little bit birds of a feather. Like, I'm making my own cranberry juice. Yeah, right.
That's the recipe I just gave you, too, right?
what is it called again? Tell me this recipe.
I'm not going to pronounce it.
Is it wassail?
I can't say it.
Wassail?
Wassail. It's I could say wasabi, but that's not it.
No, that's not it. It's a. She get what happened is that I've actually got a, believe it or not, I've got a California recipe, mm-hmm. and Danny said, "Oh no, not California. We've got to give you the Southern recipe.
You need the Southern version."
So I've got the Southern version now that I have to make, and it looks slightly more complicated than the California one, but that's all right.
That's
so
right.
Once again, why don't you tell us what's going on? We delivered 62 baskets to save. We fed quite a few people.
Yes. One other thing I want to talk about with uh-huh. the Women's Initiative program, it's called the Halls of Trees at Gaylord Opryland. If you go to hallsoftrees.com, you can bid on different trees that are around the area, the Middle Tennessee area. The United Way has got a tree and decorated it for Rutherford County. It's blue and white. This is, I'm going to say, the second annual tree decorating at the Gaylord, but what it is, there's literally a row of trees that nonprofit organizations take and decorate, and they can add gift certificates, and in addition to it being decorated and having some kind of theme, ours is the Rutherford County blue and white theme, but there's tons of gift cards from Embassy Suites to the Pottery Place to MTSU women's and men's basketball tickets, the Blue Porch gift certificate, Arrington Vineyards. I think a total estimate of like $1,200 worth of gift certificates are on tapped into this tree. And once you bid on it, the Gaylord management will deliver it to your house, too. And I think last year,
wow.
I may be wrong with this number, but I think that tree only went for a couple $100 last year. And like I said, there's a lot of different nonprofit organizations that have trees that you can look on. So if you go to hallsoftree.com and take a look and bid on the trees, that might be a good reward for you. And like I said, Gaylord delivers it, too.
They actually deliver it all the way out.
They deliver it to
our friends in Smyrna or
anywhere that you live and you purchase and you win the bid, they deliver it. You get to keep the decorations and all the gift certificates that come along with it. So it's kind of exciting.
It's good stuff.
I know. It's exciting.
So that's hallsoftrees.com. And what else can you tell us about what's going on with Women's Initiative?
Well, starting in the new year, we're going to have a reading rally in March that's going to be there at the Cannon County Senior Citizen Center. So we're collecting new and gently used books. And those can be given or dropped off at the United Way and maybe down at the lobby of the radio station.
I don't want to commit Brian to too much. He might say that's not such a good idea. But we will have you back.
It's better to ask for forgiveness and then permission, isn't it?
Carrie. Who taught you that?
That's a Southern legend.
That's what it is. Yeah. Because the people have always said to me, don't ever ask permission. Just say you're sorry. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. At least I know I've gotten into trouble for doing that. So I usually like to ask permission. But with that being said, seriously, though, I mean, if people don't have a way to drop off a blanket or a book or something of that nature, I know, Brian, you're back in the studio. You don't have a problem with that, do you?
With what?
Dropping off blankets and books for the...
Yeah, we already collect some blankets here anyway. So.
I saw a couple of blankets downstairs, actually. So with that being said, Dana and I think are finished for this afternoon. Right. Got anything to add?
Great program. Enjoyed hearing about the Women's Initiative. UWRutherford.org is a great resource if you want to find out all the great things United Way is doing. And I think there's a section about the Women's Initiative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's also a little, I think there's also a link on there that'll give you more information about Reederville Mill and what's going on Thursday as well. So everything's awesome. All linked out. That internet's great.
I think we'll have another chance to chat before Christmas, right?
We will. We will indeed. And remember, we've got to jingle the bells when next time I'm in, okay?
We'll do that. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome,
Dana,
Brian.
Good to have you, too.
Thank you for having me.
Carrie Boylan and Dana Cox joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. Back to wrap it all up here in just a second.
Count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Parrott.